As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And once again, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. We got coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, July the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got news. I don't know how much good news it's going to be. We've got lots of facts, certainly that. And if you can draw any solutions from what we offer today, you'll be in a better place than I am. Again, we're going to tap the valuable research of our returning guest, Vicki Davis. Always look forward to Tuesdays and Thursdays lately, just to have the opportunity to visit with her on air. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time as we all scratch our noggins and wonder what happened to that happiness. Anyway, it's the right time to become vocal local. This is where we can have the most effect right where we are. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. Isn't that a philosophically radical notion, folks? Freedom being popular. And I believe it definitely remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone throughout the broadcast and call in for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via a new email while I'm building a new website. That email address is bvlhost, that's like Become Vocal Local, bvlhost, at CenturyTel1L.net. bvlhost at CenturyTel.net, and I look forward to receiving your comunicado. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo. The big Mo to me, 65647. And I'll visit the post office from time to time to look at your letters. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. And again, the listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. The precious metals, crude oil, stocks, the U.S. dollar, they're all steady today. Summer doldrums, maybe. We'll talk about that. Returning guest, of course, Vicki Davis, the year the world changed. We're going to go back to 1991 and start recovering some ground that has been overlooked largely. But, of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Thursday, July the 23rd, 2009, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading up $1.90 at $953, though it has been declining in the past few minutes. The silver market, silver was off about a penny at $13.69. Platinum up $2 at $1,175 an ounce. Palladium up $2 also at $255 an ounce. At $953, gold is right now trading about $8.10 above where it was a year ago for a 0.86% return on your investment. Very slight there, but of course the price of gold is dropping right now on the marketplace. The lows and the highs in the gold market so far earlier this morning, 951.10 for a low, 957.90 for a high. That 957.90 was a six-week high, by the way. The London gold fix set at 955.25 over in London, of course. And so that's where we'll probably see gold hang out most of the day. We'll be back on the other side and pick this broadcast up with our very special guest, Vicki Davis.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control clock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, getting underway on the first hour here of this morning's broadcast. We definitely come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Do log on and visit that website today. There's a chip-in banner there if you feel so inclined. Help to support the network and keep us on the air, coming to you daily with all of the archives and streams, live streaming, audio, etc. Lots of good reasons to visit the website, and certainly many valid reasons to support this network with your financial contributions, if you could say so. Again, my name is William Roberts, and I've joined once again. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays. It seems to be getting to be a standing date, and I'm really enjoying it. Hope you are as well. I'm joined again today by our guest, Vicki Davis. Vicki's done a lot of research, folks, over the years. She has a website out there that I recommend that you go to, certainly during today's broadcast. The website is channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. And the article that is posted there that we're looking at today is The Year the World Changed, 1991. A very interesting article. We began it on Tuesday with some clips from a governor's conference that was happening virtually within 24 hours of our broadcast, where Janet Napolitano was laying out the law to the various governors that had assembled there. And there was lots of other things involved as well. We came up with this idea of P25. I went back, Vicki looked it up and sent me a link, and I went back and read that whole page, Vicki. And there's a lot going on in there. But at pivotal moments throughout history, technological innovation triggers massive social and cultural transformation. Apparently unrelated developments, which had been gradually unfolding for years, suddenly converge to create changes that are as disruptive as they are creative. We are currently living in a moment of extraordinary complexity when systems and structures that have long organized life are changing at an unprecedented rate. Such rapid and pervasive change creates the need to develop new ways of understanding the world and interpreting our experience. So wrote Mark C. Taylor, I believe, in his book, The Moment of Complexity, Emerging Network Culture. We see ourselves in a time of rapid change. And in 1991, Vicki, I think you have hit it right on the mark, the year the world changed, 1991, things went upside down and inside out. So glad to have you back again, Vicki.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
Well, it's certainly my pleasure to have you on air with us, and I want to give you the opportunity to give us a little bit, just a background of how this particular article that you have posted on your website came into existence, how you started on this track for the audience as they maybe go and access their browsers and get on your website. Maybe they could join along with us as we go through the article. But how did you start to come onto this particular thread, and what do we need to understand?
Well, it came about because I'm a systems analyst, computer systems analyst. And so because, you know, our everything that was happening in our country was upside down, things were turning inside out, and I could see that, you know, by watching congressional hearings and so forth, everything seemed to be about computer systems, information, you know, the what they call the stove pipes and lack of information sharing, and everything revolved around computer systems. So, you know, that's right up my alley. So I started researching these systems, actually beginning with the education system. But every single time I, you know, started out researching a system, and it would go up to an international level. And so as I, you know, continued researching the various systems, I found that the year 1991 was a pivotal year in the systems, and that was the year that Al Gore ushered through the legislation to make the Internet accessible by the public. And there were just a number of things, like four or five and probably even more things, that were pivotal to taking us in the direction that we find ourselves today, which is that they made a decision in our country in 1990 to go for global governance. And in order to integrate our U.S. systems into the global system, what needs to happen is that they have to basically, they had to break our systems so that they could be rebuilt, integrating them into a global system. And because, of course, you know, they never, never, ever want to talk about anything international in this country except the UN, you know, the Security Council, and you know, they make them seem like they're rather harmless and distant from us, but nothing could be further from the truth.
So in 91, when Al Gore pushes through this 1991 High Performance Computing and Communications Act, as you have here in this article, he lays out these, you've got these four bullet points that obviously came from that, or at least I assume came from that, the vision for a national information infrastructure, which Gore called the information superhighway. And that's a phrase we learned in the 90s, that's for sure. The concept of the NII, or the National Information Infrastructure, changed almost immediately to the Global Information Infrastructure, the GII, after the passage of this legislation. And then you continue, here says, funding for the build-out of this communication line, the Internet, then money for the research and development and open use, educational, public, and commercial use. So this was really quite a broad sweeping transformation, and it was the door that had to be opened and the threshold that we needed to cross in order to start paving the way for this international global governance system. But this whole process really is so profound in its application. At the same time, this is like almost a dream come true for the people that have from the 1500s basically been working towards this idea of a one world government. But there couldn't have been anything more important as a link, I guess, or a step in making that happen than coming up with the Internet and the hypertext markup language and all of that, and the uniformity in all of the computers. But then again, you know, they have to build the infrastructure. It's still being built, connecting it all, interoperability, you know, with Togo and Lesotho and all of the rest of that. So, so much in all. You know, there we're going to come into a break here in a minute, but actually about 5 or 6 seconds. But what a place to begin! Certainly a pivotal and changing time in our country's history. Folks, we'll be right back. This is certainly, we're not going to be talking about three corner hats today and mourners' benches. That's for sure.
You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we have returned once again, just lost in thought about all of the things that I'm seeing here in front of me. You know, Vicki, in the second point here in the article, again, we're looking at Vicki's website, channelingreality.com, an article there, The Year the World Changed, 1991. And she mentions here in point two that Tim Berners-Lee, CERN, Switzerland, released free for use by all, the World Wide Web Development and Navigation Protocol Hypertext Markup Language, the HTML. It provided a simple way to format documents and screens, and it included navigation capability through the use of embedded hyperlinks. You know, we could easily just skip right over that very important second point, but we're sitting here this morning communicating around the world on the Internet using voice over Internet protocol, looking at a website that is as profound and as advanced as any that I've seen here at the Oracle Broadcasting Network. We've got some brilliant young men working to build this network and the technology that's behind the scenes, all of our IT gurus working on it 24/7, 365 for the last year. We're going to come up on our first year's anniversary on August the 14th. But none of this would be possible without this. Because of your experience in all this, talk a little bit about it. I know that for many people like myself, I was a dial-up user, you know, up until the time I got involved with radio last year. Never been on the really on the high-speed Internet. And now I'm in the process, Vicki, of trying to figure out how to build a website. Tell the audience a little bit about the importance and the significance of what happened right there.
Well, the significance of HTML. HTML is really a fairly simple language, programming language, that allows you to format screens. And it was a generational kind of thing. I think it originated actually with a field-developed product from IBM called Script back in the late 70s, early 80s, and it progressed up through generalized markup language and then ultimately to HTML. And what it does, the importance of it, especially the navigation part of it, which is that when you click on a link, you know, it will take you to the location pointed to by that link. And without that capability, the Internet would just be a serial kind of thing, you know. Back in the old days, there used to be, when everybody had dial-up, you know, you had to actually log in to somebody else's machine, and you could only communicate with that one machine at one time. But the navigation with the fiber optics and HTML just, you know, just opened it up totally, so that you could go anywhere you want and multiple sessions and you know, formatted documents, and it was all made pretty easy so that almost anybody could program a website.
So for our listeners that are out there that are listening on a rebroadcasted radio frequency, our AM and FM microbroadcasters and affiliates, you know, they may not be familiar at all with what we're talking about, having perhaps never been on the Internet themselves. And certainly for many people out there in Internet radio listening land, you know, some are just as shy about dealing with the Internet as anybody could expect, you know, other than turning on their computer and opening up their email box or something like that, or maybe a little bit of basic Photoshop so that they can send photos of the children or whatever, the dog, to a friend in an email, going and visiting a website, looking something up, using their browser, behind the screens that open up, and all of these little hot links are all of the mysteries and the magic, if you will, that made this system what it is, and it took it from the point of scientists and researchers writing papers that others could come and look at, to the point where they can be embedded, cross-linked, all of the little hot buttons and things like that just zip you all around. So it really does become an information superhighway. Is that a fair summary?
It brings the world right into your home. You know, you just about any question in the world you have, you can get on the Internet and search it and find the answer.
And quickly.
Almost immediately. And so it brings the world to you. And I took a class, you know, like a one-night class on how to use the Internet back in, I guess it was like the mid-90s or something like that. You know, and that's all it takes, really. If you can use a computer, it takes, you know, maybe a two-hour class to get you familiar with how to search the Internet and what you can do. And it's very, very easy, and the payback on the time spent is just priceless, you know, like they say in the commercials.
Well, then let's go on to the next level of this, because this is really what we're talking about with this idea that the year the world changed. The next point in this article is the corporate redesign of government administrative functions and the infrastructure using this high technology management and control system by people who'd never read the U.S. Constitution. And then we go on from there into the deregulation of corporations and the regulation and the control of people. Folks, we can understand when we talk about a global governance system, when you've got this global information highway, the need, the pressing need to get all of the computers around the world and all of the various counties and cities and boroughs and wards and all of that, everybody, all of the universities, all of the corporations, everybody running on the same system was not just a national drive, but an international drive for this interoperability. And so with the good also can come the evil, and sometimes the evil is hidden or masked behind the good that can come out of it. But now we're starting to see how this web is more like, and the net is like a fisherman's net, where all of us little fishies are caught in this net or this web, and it's now being drawn slowly on board with the fishies coming up, to the surface. But let's start in with this concept here, the strategic plan for the intelligent vehicle highway, and build that again one more time.
Okay. Well, first let me say that when I said, you know, that the Internet brings the world to you, that if you just look at our government and pick any government function, say, like Social Security, well, you can just, you know, go to the government website for Social Security and have just about all of your questions answered. You can fill out forms there. You can actually interact with the government at the website for Social Security. And what they did, you know, with the they said, well, now that we have this facility, this Internet, we can bring government directly to the people in their home so that we don't have to have offices where people have to go. You know, we'll just bring it to the people. And but they decided to redesign our whole government based on that model.
And there's a catch 22 in that yes, indeed, and in fact, a person can do that, but here in Southwest Missouri and all across the southern tier of counties and throughout the state largely, there's still about 40 or 50% of the people in the rural areas that are not on the computers, and so they find themselves, like they say, in a catch 22 when they need government service. They dial up something, a telephone. They go through the change of languages and so on and so forth, and then maybe or maybe not will you ever find a person on the other end of the line. And so for all of them, there are no government services. There is no government agency. We'll pick that up right there on the other side of this first break. Folks, we will be back in just 3 minutes. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable-rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again, and as we were going into the break, I was struggling to get an idea across, and I think Vicki's got a better solution for that than I do. But the idea is that when you do find yourself in a situation where you're calling in, you're not just using the screens on the computer to resolve an inquiry when you're interfacing, if you will, with government, and you call in, or when you call in for business assistance or IT assistance with the computer, you find yourself with someone on the other end that has been trained in a specific way. Maybe you could lay that out for the audience again, Vicki.
Yeah, well, that goes along with the redesign of government. The idea of their idea of a redesigned government is for you to interact with a computer system. Obviously, a computer system won't always give you the answer to your question that you might have. So they have call centers where you can call, supposedly, and get, you know, talk to a real person and get an answer to your question. The problem is that what they have at the call centers are people that are also interacting with a computer system, and they have decision support systems that basically work on a yes-no. So the call center person asks you a question, you give an answer, and they put in, they follow this decision tree logic, and generally you end up without an answer to your question. So it's in some ways it's really good, but the way that it's being implemented, they think that they can get rid of experts and just replace and just have people that are clerks with decision support systems to help you along. If you have a simple question, they can answer it. But if you're somebody, like me, that when I have a problem with the system, they almost never can answer my questions. Never.
Well, just about the same time period, this 1992, somewhere right in there, I had an idea or a thought. It struck my mind. It stuck with me all this time, where I felt as though I had gone to sleep on the planet Earth, and I woke up the next morning on the planet Stupider. And ever since then, everybody on the planet has just gotten stupider and stupider. And we can understand that better when we put it into this particular context, because of the way that the computer, what we're being trained into, is this idea where we're working off of screens, predetermined outcomes, ideas, answers to questions. You've got all of the various and sundry questions. Let's say you call up one of these, you dial your number, and then you get to choose, press 1 for English and press 2 for Spanish and press 3 for whatever, Bangladesh or whatever, they speak their English partially. But you press the right numbers, then you get the operator, and then you ask your question. They're doing the same thing where they are, if I understood you correctly, Vicki, they're looking on the computer and trying to find that question. And then they have a series of responses that they have. If you don't ask their question properly and none of their responses answer your needs, you're no better off than had you gone to a computer and gone through this process and come up. Both times you come up empty-handed. So neither the responder, the person that's out there on the telephone, nor the computer is able to think comprehensively and get to an understanding, and so we're getting to a point where the person trying to deal with government is left frustrated. The person working with a computer to try and get answers to questions or get business taken care of is left frustrated, and there's no relief in there because the people that are then manning the telephones are no smarter than this. So one of the other thoughts that came to mind once before was this idea that it doesn't, and I got this after interviewing. I had a position opening at an engineering and land surveying company, and I had to interview people to try and fill this job, and it came to me that it didn't matter whether you had graduated cum laude. If you had graduated cum laude from Podunk University and you were at the top of a class that was taught by, a class full of chimpanzees that was taught by a baboon, even with your cum laude, the best you could hope for would be to be the smartest chimpanzee in a class taught by a baboon. And so it doesn't really solve anything for us, So now let's go back in and look at this again, because there's some very important keys that you've identified here, knowingly or unknowingly. But when you talk about then, we went into the deregulation of corporations and the regulation and the control of the people. That is a tremendous paradigm shift. Let's spend a minute or so on that.
Yeah. Well, because all the government computer systems had to be redesigned, government contracts out to private organizations to develop systems. So when they decided to redesign the whole darn government, they contracted out the whole darn government. And if you do some research, you'll find out that basically Lockheed is now our government because they have the contracts to run and maintain most of the systems.
Well, you can verify this. Maybe you've heard it as well. The other day I heard, I don't remember what news article, either heard or I saw it, and I'm looking at so much news these days that's completely out of character for me, But it seems to me that in order to make the WhiteHouse.gov homepage more transparent and accessible to the people, Barry the usurper has contracted out over $1 million to redo WhiteHouse.gov website. Boy, I'd like to be on the receiving end of that, but there, you know, there you go. Somebody out there is going to get a whopping contract to develop a website for the White House, and, you know, it could be Lockheed, it could be Raytheon, it could be GE, it could be anybody.
Yeah, probably Lockheed, though.
Okay.
They have most everything, you know. But, that decision, and I the decision to privatize government functions, I believe, was, and to sell off government assets, was done by executive order by George W. Bush, and the executive order is 12803. And then when Clinton and Gore came into office, Gore implemented something called the A76 initiative. And in 1993, Bill Clinton signed Executive Order 12862 that called for a revolution in government's customer service to deliver services equal to the best practices in business. Whoa, and look at this. It was signed on September 11th, 1993.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That date does come back, doesn't it?
You know, ones and nines. I'm not really a superstitious person, but ones and nines in dates, there are a lot of significant things that and organizations that all happened on September 11th, or combinations of ones and nines.
Well, as in the beginning, so in the end, and as far as numbers are concerned, ones and nines have been with us the longest of all. It took a long time for the Arubs to come up with the zero. So, you know, there's all of that involved in it. There's certainly much to the study of numerology. This continues here in Section 3, talks about the strategic plan again now for, before I go there, we really ought to close this out. The regulation of control and control of the people. Once again, in the local newspapers, and I've reported on this, especially in things like the International Code Council's body of model codes and acts, the hazard mitigation planning mitigation system, all of that. You know, it's coming all across America, around the world, simultaneously. Through the internet and through the various change agents that are out selling it to people, these are things that are available. Someone is elected as a county commissioner or a mayor. They have their mayor's software kit, and like a well-trained chimpanzee, they sit there and they go through this stuff. And here's a list of the top 20 things for a mayor to do in 2009, and here's a list of the top 20 things for governors to do in 2009. Implement, you know, we heard that the other day with the C-SPAN. Janet Napolitano saying, you know, you governors go back and you work, you know, with your educators, your board of education and your local superintendents of schools, and you start developing this, guidance program with the CDC for the September flu outbreak. I mean, this is a no-brainer, folks. Hey, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah, it seemed to...
Hey, Cliff, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out.
Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days. She didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local as we cruise into the last segment of today's first hour of our two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. And going into the break, we were talking a little bit about how utilizing this structure, this internet system, for the regulation and the control of people, it trickles down to the point where even the local officials, if you will, the small town mayor or the small town building department person or whatever, they're all following agendas driven off of these computer systems. Maybe you could expand on that a little bit for the audience, Vicki.
Yeah, that was a very important point you made before we went to the break about Janet Napolitano at the National Governors Convention telling the governors what the schedule was when they must have certain things done. And that's because the development of these systems, they've done Gantt charts on them, you know, which says, you know, which tasks must be completed before they can proceed with the next task. And in particular, she said that the pass ID must be completed by August of 2009 and the H1N1 pandemic planning for schools and the continuation of education is timed to begin with the school year. Well, that's because they are developing these systems. They have a Gantt chart, you know, we're going to get this done by this time and this done by this time and so forth, you know, and everything must progress in the order. It's like building a building, you know, you don't do the top floors until you get the foundation done.
Exactly. That's absolutely right. And I've used that analogy just exactly like that myself because, you know, you can go out and you can start building the rafters, but folks, until you get the foundation laid, until you get the ground surveyed, until you get the grading in and all of that subsurface work done. You need to order the rafters because you're way out of step. But this goes back to the same time period, much earlier, back into the 80s, Vicki. I was a distributor for the Success Motivation Institute out of Waco, Texas, Paul J. Meyer. I'd come across their tapes and various positive mental attitude stuff in early 1978, and was taken away with them. I really enjoyed listening to those cassettes because I could learn so much, but I learned how to do goal setting and time management and all of this from these people, and it was working so well for me in the real estate business and things that I was doing that I decided to become a distributor and market the products to others. But it's all driven out of the same idea, positive mental attitude and dress for success and all of these things. It was generally system-wide developing people to work off of to-do lists, time management, critical decision paths, and all of these sorts of things. We were using them in business, and so now it just follows that if you just take the mind of the man away and provide him with his morning to-do list and the flow chart as to how this is supposed to work together and get them to understand how critically important time management is, then all of this regulation and control of people, the deregulation of corporations, the interoperability of the internet system, all of this starts to make much, much more sense.
Yeah, well, and okay, we can use the financial system as an example of deregulation. They decided in 1990 to internationalize our financial system and basically to create the net. Well, 1991 is when the legislation was passed, but the actual decision was made in 1990 at the G8 summit in Houston. And then in 1991, that's when the legislation was passed to actually build the network, which is what we call the internet, to actually do it. And but in order to link up with the market in London, for example, our markets were all controlled by our laws, of course. And Britain has their own laws. Well, in order to link systems, what they had to do is basically deregulate the corporations so that they could then re-regulate, because they had to connect up the systems to get them harmonized. And so that's what the deregulation was about.
So we've got the Commerce Commission, the Uniform Commercial Code, and things like that, all of these that you're pointing out, really, or alluding to, I guess, or including under the umbrella. We've got all of these various and sundries that have been established in law, but as soon as you cross that boundary, as soon as you become transnational in scope, it becomes a level playing field where it becomes exceedingly important for the transnationals to blow all of that away, throw away these albatrosses of constitutions and codes and laws. It all needs to be internationalized. And they're certainly through the internet system, we can understand why, from a management system, this would be desirable. But it still just goes in the face of the idea of nations. And so, I mean, are we coming into a time when nations will have to give way to this? Or have we come to a juncture where we have to say this technology is swell, guys, but we still have nations and we're not going to give up the idea of sovereignty, we're not going to give up the idea of freedom to just make it easy for the corporations to work internationally? How do you see that playing out?
That defines the nature of our struggle. We out here are saying we want to keep our nation. We want to keep the Constitution. We do not want to be dependent on an international system. We don't want to be governed out of Brussels over in Europe. We don't, you know, let those people do what they want to do. We want sovereignty over our country, our lives, our laws. The globalists, on the other hand, are saying, no, we should have a one world, everybody should be governed under the same kind of system. And if, you know, depending on what business you're in, you know, whether it's weapons of mass destruction or education or health care.
Boy, those were all three the same.
You noticed that, huh?
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I think you really hit it. You know, they're all weapons of mass destruction. They're a massive mind destruction. Oh my! Let's go down a little bit further because we're getting to an interesting point, and folks. You know, this is one of the reasons why I do value Vicki's contribution on these broadcasts. Again, her website is www.channelingreality.com. We're working from an article that she prepared some time back. It's called 1991, The Year the World Changed. We're struggling to get down through the first few points, and as you can see, there is so much potent information in here that you could just while away the days on it. The next bullet point under that section 3 is the strategic plan for the intelligent vehicle highway. We've been around that 3 times, but down here the third bullet point is designed for the nationalized medical record system and in considered a viable and work begins. And then the fourth one is the National Center for Education and the Economy. Maybe even before going into the intelligent highway system, we should push those bullet points up. Because the design for the nationalized medical record system is absolutely interlocked with the deregulation of corporations and the regulation and control of people.
Yes, it is. There were a lot of laws that had to change, of course, to create the environment so that you could have a nationalized medical record system. There's all kinds of privacy laws on the books, plus the customs. Our customs are that we maintain privacy between a doctor and the patient. But, you know, with the new paradigm of nationalized medical records, you will have no privacy. For all intents and purposes, your medical records will be public no matter what they tell you, because every single computer system, I don't care whose it is, the Pentagon, I don't care whose it is, it can be hacked. And if it can be hacked, your medical records can be made public.
And so for those Luddites like myself, when we talk about being hacked, it means that basically, folks, you can figure out the software and you can get around the firewalls and you can get in behind and take a peek. We'll be right back and visit again with the man behind the curtain. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts, and yes, I am once again today visiting with our very special returning guest, Vicki Davis, and we're deep into an article that Vicki has on her website, www.channelingreality.com. It's an article titled 1991, The Year the World Changed. And as we were going into the top of the hour break, we'd just gotten down to the bullet point under number three here, where we're talking about the idea of nationalized medical records and how that works into all of this. And we can see with the legislation coming down from the usurper's administration, obviously he got his to-do list and his time management module, and they're trying to do the things that he needs to do in a sequential way, and unfortunately they're running up against this rather stubborn established two-party political system, which puts up all kinds of false barriers, but nevertheless we're dealing with that. But let's pick that back up and again, Vicki, and see how important it is to merge all of these databases and then the vulnerability of it.
Yeah, well, certainly is a lot of vulnerability to it, which we should talk about, it will take a full show to talk about the vulnerabilities of the nationalized medical records. But each one of these items, what they all have in common, the Strategic Intelligent Vehicle Highway System, the medical records, nationalized medical records, the workforce development system, what they all have in common is that they are the redesign of our government, taking away the power of the government, devolution is what it is, devolution of government power back into the hands of private corporations, actually, not into the hands of people. It's private corporations, because the corporations are the ones that are designing and building these systems. And but in order to do that, of course, they have to deregulate corporations and devolve the power of the government, which is why you had the stand down of the SEC for all these credit default swaps. And I really do believe that it's because of the, and I think you could probably find it, if you wanted to spend the time researching it, but it was because they internationalized our financials market. There was nobody overseeing these credit default swaps, because the international law didn't cover it, and the SEC no longer had sovereignty over our markets.
Yeah, well, we can go back, and we've studied a little bit of this, folks, when we did the, and you can go back and find them on the archives. We went through a series, Vicki, from Edward McNall Burns' World Civilizations, just trying to lay down some of the foundations. I know it may have been at once boring for the audience, and it was tedious to go through, but nevertheless, without these things for me to be able to point back to, it makes it difficult to cover these concepts. But in the rise of the commercial state, the commercial revolution that was happening, as we transitioned out of feudalism into this new system, and then the the development of the all thing in Iceland and the idea of parliament and representative government, all of this was coming from the entrepreneurs. These were the guilds and the crafts, the millers, the tailors, the shoemakers, the smiths, all of that. This is how this thing started. And now here we are, and Rockefeller said it so well. Well, I'll pick up what Rockefeller said so well right after this break. We'll be back and stay with us.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Thursday, July the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. As we're getting underway on the second hour, some of our affiliates and micro-broadcasters were away for their top-of-the-hour break, Vicki. As in the first segment of the second hour, I just started in a little bit about the idea that the rise of the commercial revolution, which was absolutely necessary to transition from feudalism to the system really that we have today. But basically, in this process, where the crafts and the guilds and the secret societies and all of that, and really a lot of the mystery religions were mysteries that had to do with how to build a cathedral out of stone and how to build things with brass and so on and so forth. And so they hid these little technologies. They're the niche builders. They go up in the great wall of life. They've got some specialized knowledge or specialized language, and they carve themselves out of a niche in this great sandstone wall of life, and then they wall themselves in with little bricks and then hang out their shingle. But what we saw there in that transition was the rise of this entrepreneurial class, the idea men, the guys that were bringing capital and ideas together with labor and land. They needed to have the support system from a government of their own choosing, not a feudal lord or a baron. And so they started this idea of the divine right of kings and started that king and queen and kingdoms idea. And they also needed to have the labor pool. They needed to have those serfs freed up and brought in off of the three-field system and into the towns, into all of the little ghettos so that they could make shoes by the bazillion. They needed to break down some of the trade barriers, which they did. All of this started to happen, and so many people look at this time period and they say, oh, well, the Reformation, oh, this was all about the rise of Protestantism. Well, yeah, it's part of it, but really what was going on here was a change over a transition in government. It was the rise of parliamentary representative government and this idea of the kings and the ascendancy of both the financial interests and the manufacturers. And so when Rockefeller sent it, or the pamphlet I got, it had to do with the NAFTA. No, it had to do with the North American Free Trade, FTAA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas. It was a pamphlet that was circulated around by the John Birch Society, and someone handed me one of them. And in it, there was a quote from one of the Rockefellers, I don't recall which one, where he says, after 500 years, we've finally gotten to the point where we can have a new world order, if I just paraphrase that. But after 500 years from when? Well, if you go back and you look at October the 31st of 1517, when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church, essentially crucifying Christ afresh, driving a wooden hub right into the heart of Christendom, of course, that's the Catholic Church, we crossed over the threshold from the old world order into the new world order, and we advanced to the point where now, today, just 500 years later, as Rockefeller stated, we've finally gotten to the point where we've gotten rid of the kings, we've gotten rid of the lords, we've gotten rid of the nobles, and now we have the complete and total ascendancy of the burgomasters, if you will, of the entrepreneurs, of the businesses, and now we're making obsolete even government.
Yes. And a good example of that is the smart grid. The smart grid will be run, of course, by the power companies. And the power companies, and this is a good example of the regulation and control of people, deregulation of corporations, regulation and control of people, because they intend to control your power usage. They want to have everybody's home wired so that they can tell you what the temperature of your home is going to be, when you can run your dishwasher, how much water you're allocated to use per day. So the corporations, they have been deregulated. They are being given the power of government, and they will implement controls on people.
Well, I think one of the things that we're seeing here, Vicki, if I can jump in right there and hold your thought, but what I'm seeing in this with the smart grids and things like that, but particularly the smart grid, it's very much the same as we find in H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. It comes out talking about protecting the planet from global warming and so on, but what we see in that, and the same in the text of Agenda 21 and other documents promulgated by the United Nations, is that it only outwardly has this climate-friendly or eco-friendly face to it, but what really lies back there is an opportunity to A, tax, or B, sell special privileges. It's like benefices, from the church under equity and the equity law. You can buy your little pass. You could get an indulgence. You can buy an indulgence to get a special pass. So Al Gore could pay a little extra. He's buying carbon credits from someone else. in order to violate the law, so to speak.
Oh, you mean like buy a sin?
Yeah, buy a sin. There you go. Yeah, that's a new drug. Put it on a smart. I'd like to have a couple of tablets of buy a sin today, please.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the whole climate change thing, all of this, these systems that I'm talking about in our country, they are being implemented in other countries as well. And if you can go read foreign newspapers, you see that the dialogue going on in their countries is almost identical to the dialogue going on in our country. And what they did is they used this whole bogus climate change thing, because the climate is the environment, and of course everything that we do interacts with the environment. They are using this bogus marketing package of the climate change to justify the legal, social, and cultural changes that they need to implement in order to implement these global systems.
Absolutely, and the environment is a key thing too. And when I first started to study in on and learn more for myself about Agenda 21 and the three E's, environment, economy, and equity, started naturally in the dictionaries like I always do, then off to the encyclopedias. But it was quite revealing when I started studying about environment and the way that that has morphed. But in other words, our idea of environment would be all that which surrounds you or I, where we are. You're in Idaho, I'm in southwest Missouri, and we have this environment around us. I have the environment in my radio studio here, the environment in my home, on my yard, in my small town, in my county, etc., and then it expands out from there. So there's that for the environment, and then there's the global environment, over which I have absolutely zero impact and no control. But at the same time, you made a good point. We do have this idea throughout all of these documents that there's the developing countries, those are the backward countries, they used to call them, and then we have the developed nations, and so the developed nations are going to have to buy us in, whereas the developing nations are going to be underwritten. We're going to have to pay money to build their infrastructure, but they don't have to build the same infrastructure because they get a buy us in too. Folks, it just gets crazier by the moment, but this has been an interesting discussion so far. Stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
And we have returned once again. And as we're going into the break, I was just trying to somehow or another get out the idea that from the Agenda 21 Program of Action for Sustainable Development, we can see in the documents themselves where they basically give a pass to the developing nations. This is all hemispherically laid out material, but largely the developed nations will have to comply with all of these various and sundry specious things like H.R. 2454, the Climate Act, cap and trade, and all of that, whereas the developing nations won't, largely because of the specious nature of the idea that somehow or another we're going to bring the entire world up to a Wally and June Cleaver suburb a world where they've got a two-bedroom Rambler with a 57 Chevy in the driveway. That's just not possible. It's not going to happen, and I don't even believe that it is desirable. But along that way, Vicki, comment?
Yeah, well, the reason for that is because the agenda is something different than what they're saying. It's not about the climate. It's about these computer systems. And let me tell you, let me give you an example. Do you remember when the tsunami hit Sri Lanka,
yes,
the coast? Okay. I don't know if you remember the news articles at that time, but what NOAA, the National
Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Right, those people. And what they were saying was we tried to call Sri Lanka to get those people to answer the phone. Couldn't get anybody to answer the phone over there. So what we really need to do, what they really need to do is to install this global, this emergency warning network so that we can warn them by way of this computer system that there's a tsunami headed their way.
Well, that's P25.
When you break that down, that is an absurd proposition, absolutely absurd. You know, first that you couldn't reach anybody there by phone.
Sri Lanka's telephone is busy today.
yeah, or nobody's answering in all the whole country. And that the solution is that you need the internet backbone, which is will allow them to have this tsunami emergency warning system. Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious at that point that the real objective was to force that country to allow the internet in, because the internet is the backbone for global governance.
Well, at the same time, if you remember, Vicki, on that particular one, there was considerable amount of internet chatter in regards as to whether or not that that earthquake was caused by underwater explosives. And so, you know, all of that, this is problem, reaction, solution again. And I think you're absolutely right. And on Tuesday when we were discussing, and you brought to my attention this P25, and when I went back and looked at it on the Internet, folks, you can just Google that up, Google Dogpile, Web Ferret, however you go about it, put it in your browser, P-25 or P25, and you'll come up with this page perhaps. But in that system, they're solving that, because P25 Communications is that not only they have then they use the term bird up in the air, they've got satellite technology that hooks into it. It's internet access is hooked into it. You can text back and forth. You have the mobiles, the little, I don't know what they're, Blackberries or whatever they have, I don't know, and tippy tappies is what I call them. Then in addition to that, they have UHF and VHF radio systems. And so all of this is linked together, and we go back and you look, you mentioned the corporation's involvement in this. We had the CEO of Motorola Company there at the governor's conference talking about P25 and building up the enthusiasm for that. We heard in the 9/11 Holocaust that was visited upon the people of New York City that the firefighters, the first responders, had the wrong Motorola radios and they were on a wrong frequency, and that's why everybody had to die. So, I mean, they're building this thing up in 6 ways to Sunday. They're getting everybody on these enhanced 911 systems, but all of that works together so that we can really get a full grasp of just how all of this attention and money is being pushed internationally by not the people and not the government, so to speak, but by the deregulated corporations. This is all for profit. It's all bottom line driven. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, yes. The corporations, that's the whole fallacy of everything that they're doing, is that they are turning power of government over to private corporations, and corporations by definition exist to generate profit. That's all they do, period, end of story. And so you become no longer a voluntary customer, you become more or less a slave to the corporation that has the power to govern whatever aspect of your life that they are governing.
So we've seen this transition then anyway from the rise of the commercial revolution and through the industrial revolution and then the high-tech revolution that we're in now, end of the machine age going into the high-tech end. Now we can see now where the fangs really were all along with the rise of these entrepreneurs. Now the socialists have made great hay with this and looked at the middle class. Really, the middle class folks is not you and I, the wage earner, those of us that might denominate our labor product in dollars per hour. The middle class really are those entrepreneurs that create businesses and concerns, environmental and developmental concerns. That's the real group. But it was they that created this system. And so now we're seeing it fall apart. The communists were against it. The socialists were against it. But really, this is even worse than that. This is monopoly capitalism on a transnational level, and it has very little to do with the actual middle class entrepreneur. This has all to do about concentrating all of the power of government, all of the force of government in the hands of a few, and all of the wealth of the corporation in the hands of a few. And this is the new beast system, and I think that it's far more dreadful than any beast ever in existence.
Without a doubt. If Goldman Sachs, no doubt, was involved in the working on integrating our financial systems along with the Treasury into these international systems, and you can see what they've done with the power that was given to them. I mean, basically, they're destroying our country now. And
this isn't the first time around. I'm going to jump in here because I want to go to this next section because it's so important and it works right into all of this. And this is a great article, folks. I'm working off of Vicki's website, channelingreality.com. There's an article there, 1991, the year the world changed. Point number 4 was the end of the Cold War. And in this, there's a quote. It says, the creation of the Commonwealth of Independent States on December the 21st of 1991 signaled the dissolution of the Soviet Union. And according to leaders of Russia, its purpose was to, quote, allow a civilized divorce between the Soviet republics. And so we're talking about, we heard out of the G20 over in jolly old England there at Cannery Wharf a couple of months back, May, I guess it was, this idea that we had to redesign, or it was time for a new form of capitalism. And we're hearing about all of the various states, you know, for better or for worse, they're out there advancing these 10th Amendment resolutions. We hear, you know, about people wanting to secede from the Union. All of this chatter is going on the Internet in all of these various movements. But folks, we're just coming right straight towards the civilized divorce of our Soviet Republic of the United States of America. We'll be right back with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back, and once again, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in and weigh in on the broadcast here in the last half hour of the broadcast, the second hour anyway, it is 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are always welcome. So we're going into the break. We just started into a new section, the end of the Cold War, where we see on December the 21st of 1991 this idea of a civilized divorce between the Soviet republics. And if we go back and understand that the Holocaust hoax and put it in the right perspective, understand that it's a Holocaust industry, as Norman Finkelstein wrote in his book by the same title, we can understand the importance, the need of masking the massive amount of death and Holocaust that was visited upon the people of Germany by our firebombing of Dresden and all around in Germany, all of the horrific loss of life in World War One, World War Two. They had to have some kind of a magician's trick, and so when Churchill came up with his idea of he used the words the Iron Curtain, and they built the Berlin Wall. Of course, they didn't build the wall near big enough or far enough. That's typical of their style. But when that wall had to come down, when Mikhail Gorbachev came over to the Presidio in San Francisco and set up shop over here, we could see that it's all moving towards this time after 40-some years. The life of that generation, as one generation passes away and the next generation comes along behind it, after almost, 60 years virtually, we have this divorce between the Soviet republics. Now I think it's time, Vicki, to see this divorce of the states here in our nation. And of course we have the European Union. Why don't you pick it up in there and give us some background on in that direction?
Well, and we're about a decade behind Europe, and Asia, or, you know, Russia, in terms of devolving government. And during the break, I thought of a way to describe it that's right in with what you were talking about. We are transitioning to government by guild. And, the European Union, it's not a government, it's an association. So, and the Commonwealth of Independent States that was created once the Soviet Union broke up, that is also an association. And the movement that's afoot in the United States is also to replace the national government with governments by association, like we talked about in one of the previous shows that we did. The Pacific Northwest Economic Regional Council is an association of a few American states and some Canadian states. And so a legal government structure that is simply a government is being replaced by government by associations or governments by guild. G-U-I-L-D.
Yes, I'm with you, and I like where you're going with that, because that is so absolutely accurate. We had we went over the article and discussed what was going down with Germany, saying this far and no further. We can see that there's a certain amount of that coming here in the country, in our country, with some of the state's legislators and state senators starting to get the finally waking up in all of this. We've got the reluctance on the part of Ireland to be a full member. We've got of the European Union. We've got problems even from the people in England on that score. Maybe we're starting to see a little bit of a sea shift as people start to wake up, but I don't know whether or not the Lilliputians have gotten their ropes on Gulliver in time. I'm not really sure whether he's just going to stride across the nations like Paul Bunyan, swinging his axe, or whether or not we'll actually be able to bring him down. But we're definitely moving in this direction. This article here that continues in this point four, from the historical point of view, the CIS again could be viewed as a successor entity to the Soviet Union. Insofar as one of its original intents was to provide a framework for the disassembly of that state. However, the CIS is emphatically not a state unto itself and is more comparable to just a loose confederation. And so even the discussion about should we have a strong federal government or should we just be a loosely allied confederation of states here in the United States, I wonder sometimes, Vicki, who's driving the discussion.
Well, and that's the deception of it. You can't really call it a state anymore if it is a public-private partnership. It's a return to feudalism. It is governance by an association.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so you lose your status as citizens, you know, as a citizen, because you really don't have a government at that point. You are a subject of this association. And the problem is that, you know, underneath this association, there are other associations that are also involved in various, in governing various aspects of your life, and it all winds down to controlling you as an individual, because the under a feudalist system, they are controlling all of the resources, and they're going to tell you what to do. What to do, when to jump, how high.
Well, it's cradle to grave. You know, we've heard that one for years, and even reading F.A. Hayek's Road to Serfdom, you know, lays it out very well. And you know, his book, even though it is so concise and compact, if you add into that Ludwig von Mises' treatise on socialism, you know, you can see that even magnified greater. But you know, we've got all of these various parts and pieces now, folks, that are starting to come together. We do have all of these the 13 banks. We've got the 10 FEMA regions. All of the states are broken up into regional councils of government. We've got all of these various and sundry watershed districts and bounds that are coming on. We've got the multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning system, and they're the JTTF, the Joint Terrorism Task Force. You've got your drug abatement organizations that work multi-jurisdictionally, which means they cross city lines, they cross county boundaries, they cross state lines. All of this is interconnected and interoperable through the World Wide Web, the expansion of the fiber optic cable system, the development of the national information infrastructure, which then goes into the global information structure. And as you say in your article, this was the beginning of this 1990s gold rush.
Yes, because basically they're creating a system where you're a captive customer. They have the ability to make money from you through the corporation, and they have the power to make you buy into their game. You know, you have to participate.
Yeah.
And that's part of what this, you know, healthcare redesign stuff is. They're calling it a reform of the health insurance industry, but what it is actually making you a captive customer of the insurance industry and the hospital corporations. They're still going to make money off of you.
The same thing works with the Clean Energy Act, the way that it's laid out. You know, you're a forced customer inside of the energy business. Your energy rates and all that will go up. But even beyond that, you'll be forced to have new roofing. You'll be forced to have to accept some kind of a new insulation structure. You'll have to retrofit and remodel your house to be able to withstand everything from locust plagues to, you know, tornadoes and so on and so forth. So it really is. It's all about marketing the people. It's all public relations, a smoke and mirrors thing, but it's all public relations. But we are the customers, as they've been saying. And I hate that phrase when you deal with a government office and they call you a customer. But we are the customers in this new paradigm. And yet, at the same time, it's not something like you're going to have a loaf of bread A or loaf of bread B. You will have loaf of bread A, and you will consume it by Wednesday because you need to come back and buy loaf of bread B on that day.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it will be pay more for less.
Yeah.
You know, because governments, I mean, corporations, see, I'm getting the two confused already. Corporations exist to make money, period. And all the marketing stuff, you know, the kinder, gentler corporation that cares about you, oh, please, you know.
Yeah, well, another one right there, and you hit on it, and it really, you know, it's exactly the same thing, but it's the corporatization of government as well. Folks, so you don't have a choice. This is your government. They're here to serve you, and you will buy their services. We'll be right back. There's no choice in New World Order.
You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we have returned for our last segment of today. And as always, before we get wrapped up in our dialogue and we rush to the last moment, again, Vicki, I just want to thank you for coming and taking the time out of your very busy schedule. I know you're in the process of a move, but coming into to bring all of this information out, is just, to me, it really helps me, and I hopefully it's going to help the audience too, because it won't be so didactic. I have a rather pedantic style of doing radio. I kind of follow a lecture mode, but this gives us an opportunity to actually engage in a dialogue. And in this particular segment of your article, the 1991, the year the world changed, this 1990s gold rush, it starts off with an interesting quote. It says, gold fever is a brainstem disease that prevents higher order thinking. The symptoms are unbounded greed and a lust for wealth. It's highly contagious, and it can be deadly. Very interesting comment, but so totally true.
Yeah, and that's what happened in the 1990s once they decided to go to this internet model. Citizens, for the most part, didn't, and probably a lot of corporations really didn't understand the importance of that decision. But some of them did, and one of the first ones out of the box to understand the importance of it was Enron. And if you look at Enron's board of directors and big investors at the time, you'll see it's almost like the who's who in power in government. And so, you know, they basically, Enron was a company that whatever Enron wants, Enron gets. And their model of being, their model was going to be that of an energy trading company. They wanted to be the center of the energy trading market in the United States. And actually, the idea that Jeff Skilling had was to be the center for trading of all commodities in the United States. And so what Ken Lay did in understanding the potential marketplace coming ahead of the Internet revolution was that he had a culture in Enron that basically was gold fever. It apparently their slogan was, don't be a rule taker, be a rule maker, no more be a rule breaker. We're revolutionaries. And in interviews with Andy Fastow, he was one of the guys that went to jail, he even said, I'm a revolutionary.
Well, when we look at this idea of, you know, don't be a rule taker or rule maker, be a rule breaker, don't we see that just, it's gone viral. It's completely across the board. It's beyond understanding. We've got Barry the Usurper in office. There's absolutely nothing that this Kenyan, usurper will be able to, or Indonesian, or whatever rock he crawled out of, or was morphed from. There's nothing that he can affix a signature to that could be considered constitutional law. Nothing. And
no,
so
well,
everything that this Congress does is just null and void on its face. There's no repair for it. But they're not a rule taker. They're not rule makers. They're rule breakers, and they're revolutionaries.
Right, because, and that goes back to what I said about in order to harmonize our systems globally, they've got to rewrite all the systems, which means that you have to, in order, because you couldn't cost justify doing that, and there are no benefits to the American people for doing that. What they had to do was set up these dialectics of breaking the system. They had to, you know, basically break our government. And the idea ultimately is the same thing as that happened in the Soviet Union. You know, first they break the nation, then they will set up the same way the Soviet Union will have these associations of governance, like the PNWER, and they will rebuild from that.
Well, if we were to start with the comparison and look at the credit mobiliere of Europe and France, and then the credit mobiliere of America as we come into the railroad time period, folks, the railroads expanded much the same way that we're seeing this this 1990s gold fever happen. The ground is completely wide open. There's nobody on the field. Nobody else has a railroad train. No one else is in the business of making rails and ties and steam locomotives and things like that. And there are very few people that can even comprehend what it takes to build a steam locomotive. So you're not going to have to worry too much about competition from those engineers out there. So we've got this opportunity, followed almost immediately by the canal making period. Again, there's no Joe Doe down the street isn't going to get a number two shovel and a wheelbarrow and go make a canal someplace. Same phenomena when the Henry Ford and all the car automobiles started rolling off, building all of the highways. Unless you can merge the wealth of business and entrepreneurs and capital with the power of government to make it happen, these things can't exist. And so we can see with this emerging credit mobiliere of the Internet, obviously gold fever is going to drive the whole day, and there's lots of people that are going to make money and lots of people are going to lose, but we're losing our country as part of the bargain.
Yeah. Well, and the whole design of the Internet as the center of life in the country, the center of government, the center of education, the center of health care, what that does, just by definition, is that it's a monopoly creator. The first one out in the market with a product is going to be the winner.
Well, we saw that the other day with this new legislation in regards to the acquisition of a patent. The first one that files gets the patent. It's not necessarily the inventor. It's just the first one that can get there with the paperwork wins.
Yeah, whether it works or not. That's right. And the Internet is the same concept. You know, because just by definition, and I'd have to really think hard and a way to explain it better than that, but within corporations, what corporations do is centralize functions so that they can control costs and control resources, and the Internet, these market centers that these central planners have designed, basically do the same thing. And if you notice that one of the features that Obama keeps talking about in this healthcare reform is an exchange, a health insurance exchange, where you can go to find out, you know, what insurance products are available. Well, what's going to happen with that exchange is that when you have all of the prices for all the insurance companies right there together, naturally, you're going to go for the lowest cost. That's going to, you know, it will drive the prices to rock bottom. Businesses will go out of business. The biggest one will survive, and once that big one has control of the market, then prices go up again. So
yeah, that's an old trick. That's the old magician's trick, you know. That is the problem with monopolies, folks. This whole thing is fraught, you know, with potential for graft, corruption, greed, and all of those things. The Shabtaians, the followers of Shabtai's V, the Frankists, they had this slogan, from the greatest evil can come the greatest good. And, of course, Jeremy Bentham, the philosophical radicals in the 1800s in England, and John Stuart Mill, and then the libertarians and all that, but they think of things from the greatest good for the greatest number. But all of that flies in the face of the concept of the laws of nature and nature's God, and that our rights come from our Creator, not from governments and not from corporations, and that we're to be secure in the blessings of life and liberty and property from all of these various and sundry abuses. We can see that as long as we continue to go down this path, the further down this into this box canyon that we go, folks, the less likelihood that there's going to be any chance for us to get out of it. It's a very carefully crafted trap, and the web is what it is, and the net is what it is. So anyway, thank you again, Vicki. Thanks for coming on. Have a great weekend. Folks, I'll be back again tomorrow, and we'll pick these threads up and continue right here on Become Vocal Global. Thanks for listening. See you all tomorrow.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the problem.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. But using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.